Gossip Girl, Would I Lie to You? Written by Cecily Von Ziegesar and read by Edwina Rand. Anybody home? Serena pushed her vintage wood-paneled Chanel sunglasses on top of her head. She was used to houses full of antiques, but if she had a summer house, she'd want it to look just like this. Sleek, clean, and antique-less. You're here. The couturier to the jet set glided down the polished ebony staircase like an oversized toddler on Christmas morning, clapping his hands delightedly and shouting over the chorus of yelps from the five pugs following in his wake. Blair swapped three air kisses with a designer and noticed for the first time that he was so short his head was exactly level with her chin. After providing the costumes for Breakfast at Fred's, the teen remake of the Audrey Hepburn classic Breakfast at Tiffany's, starring none other than Blair's oldest and best friend Serena, Bailey had invited Blair and Serena to be his muses at his Georgica Pond estate for the summer. They would inspire his new line, Summer Winter by Bailey Winter, a one-show-only collection of his most exciting summer and winter looks. Thank you so much for having us. Blair purred as the five little dogs sniffed enthusiastically at her pale pink south of the highway polished toes, clad that day in, of course, white linen Bailey Winter espadrilles. Don't be shy, the designer cried over Blair's right shoulder, startling Serena, who was still standing on the threshold, taking in the scene. Come here and give me a big kissy-poo immediately. Serena followed Blair's example, depositing her hunter green Hermes canvas tote on the well-polished floor and embracing the diminutive designer. The pugs swirled around her, rubbing their fat, drool-dripping jowls against her already tanned legs. Oh my goodness, behave! Bailey scolded the dogs, though they paid no attention, wagging their tiny blonde rumps crazily. Girls, let me introduce you. These are Azadine, Coco, Cristobal, Gianni, and Madame Gray. He nodded to his five bug-eyed dogs. Kitties, these are the girls, Blair Waldorf and Serena Vanderwoodson, my new muses. Play nice. Should I get the bags? Inquired a deep voice with a vaguely German accent. Blair turned to see a lanky, floppy-haired boy enter the room from the sunlit, flooded hallway that led to the back of the house. Blair could see an almost black infinity-edge swimming pool through the floor-to-ceiling windows behind him. The boy was wearing a threadbare orange T-shirt that barely covered his caramel-colored biceps, and tattered olive cargo shorts that hung below his knees. Where had she seen him before? In an Abercrombie catalog? In his underwear on a billboard in Times Square? In her dreams?